Moving on to the NFL playoff games. Tomorrow afternoon, 4:35 on NBC, it's the Vikings and the 49ers, Mike. These are a couple of teams that before the season, everybody kind of had their eye on San Francisco. Vikings were maybe not, because no one was sold on Kirk Cousins. You know, when Jimmy Garoppolo was traded from the Patriots, they said, hey, this is our guy. He's going to take us back to the promised land. The Vikings wanted that out of Kirk Cousins, but he just hadn't been what they thought he would be. But late in the seasons, he's kind of stepped up.
Yeah, the Vikings were getting 7.5 points down in the Superdome, and they won the game outright. And Kirk Cousins got his first big win. Now, he was awful. His record is awful on Monday night, Sunday night, in any of those primetime games, but he got the job done in New Orleans. And so they play the Niners now. The Niners had a much-needed bye. They needed to get their defense healthy. And this is a really challenging turnaround for the Vikings. Coach, they played last Sunday, and now they have to play the first playoff game Saturday afternoon.
Not only do they have to play the first playoff game Saturday afternoon after playing the late game last Sunday, they've got to travel across country to do it. It's one thing if you're able to do it and play at home, but when you put the travel into it, it compresses that week down even smaller, and you have to travel. It just throws your routine out.
Yeah, and the Vikings were missing two key defensive backs in that Saints win, and they still get the job done. And in last weekend's NFL games, underdogs in the wild card round, go back 3 years, they're 11-1. But in the divisional round, which is this weekend, the history points to the favorites at least winning outright. Now, I don't want to lay 7 here in this game because I feel like the Niners are in a good spot to win. So I'm going to look at the total or maybe some in-game wagering. Here's a straight-up trend. In the divisional round games played on Saturday, the home team is 18-2 straight up. They get the extra week of rest. And as you said, the road team has to make that travel schedule. So, and also in those Saturday games, the over is 15-5.